I'm going to hand out some bookmarks,
so some can start this way, hand them back and then around, and this is another, just a little pamphlet.
I was telling Dr. Sumners, I quoted him in my PhD dissertation, so I feel really honored to be part of this retirees meeting today. But I love my job. I'll just start there. I love my job at Ohio State University, and when I was deciding whether I should retire or not, somebody told me this word of wisdom. I thought it was wise anyhow. Don't retire from something. You should always retire to something. And this is what I'm retiring to. And this is what I'm going to talk a little bit about, some involvement, not only for retirees, but the interaction between the generations, I think is really important. And I better get a watch out here, or
I'll stand up.
Okay, because I can get long-winded, I'll tell you that, especially when I get going. So Africa, it's the new growth area. I just was in the international session this morning. There's a rising middle class in Africa. So this whole idea of a private university is really starting to fit into that whole environment of what's happening in Africa. And I'm convinced private universities are going to be a key because, don't say this very loud that Warren said this, but a lot of the public universities have trouble because of ethnic and governmental issues. And so private universities give a certain sense of control and especially quality. So when I've been in Ethiopia, at the very highest level, one of the officials told me, he said, Warren, we have a lot of universities in Ethiopia that we've started, but the quality is terrible. This came from the top guy. So the other thing about Ethiopia, just, and then I'll go forward, if you draw a line across Africa, to the north is the Islamic countries predominantly, to the south is the more black African Christian cultures, and there is a clash of cultures occurring right across that line. You have Boko Haram in Nigeria, have Al-Qaeda, and then you have Al-Shabaab in Ethiopia, Somalia. And so there has to be something that pushes back on that. And I'm talking about the radical Islam. I have a lot of Muslim friends, very close friends. In fact, I have one there, one of my students, very close friends. So it's that radical aspect that we need to be concerned about. So this is Ethiopia, once was highly forested, it's all been cut down. Egypt owes its existence to Ethiopia because all the sediment that eroded in Ethiopia ended up in the Nile River, and the Nile River would flood every year, and that's what sustained agriculture for thousands of years. And it's very fragile today. I think Ethiopia probably has had more people die of starvation in the last 50 years than any other country in the world. China probably was before that, the great leap forward and some of the other issues. But in the last 50 years, I would say Ethiopia has had more trouble food security than any other country. Land grabbing is an issue. The Chinese and Saudis are coming in, taking land, investing, and they're doing a good job, but they're taking all the resources back to their country. The other thing about this university, that this now crosses that divide, that age divide. I want, as one of my goals, to make agriculture esteemed again. Because in many African countries, the last thing any parent wants their boy or girl to be involved in when they grow up is agriculture. And I think that's really sad. We need to make agriculture a highly esteemed career. And that's one of my goals. You've all heard the saying, give a man a fish, he eats for a day, teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. How many of you agree with that? Raise your hand. I feel a few. That's partially true. Let me tell you why. You can teach technology so well. For example, you can teach a man to fish. He fishes so efficiently, he fishes the pond dry, and there's no more fish left to eat. You have to go to a deeper level of understanding of sustainability. What is the harvestable level of fish? How do you keep the water clean? How do you keep the fish fed? All these, the reproduction. All this has to be part of that whole system, and that's again where education comes in. So FAO has come up with a report that says agricultural investment in research and education is 5 times more effective than any other type of investment you can make as far as overcoming food insecurity. So our goal, our answer was to develop a university and training center. And we have a board in the U.S. and a board in Ethiopia. And when I show this picture, I showed this recently, and one guy says, you know what I like about this picture? There's only 2 white faces. And so we have a very strong board, very capable people. Our vision is that Africans and Ethiopians will experience a vibrant and thriving environmental and agricultural landscape that will lead to food security and higher quality of life. And I'm going to go through some of these. Our motto is train a farmer, feed a nation. These are some of our goals: establish a university and training center that focuses primarily on the environment and agriculture, educate and train farmers and middle managers and the principles of sustainable agriculture and resource management, establish a botanical garden, promote agribusiness, and that's really key. Again, this morning in that session, that came up very strong. Empower women in agricultural endeavors, foster international links, promote noticeable positive change in the environment, create a model institution to be emulated and multiplied elsewhere in Ethiopia. Every time I talk to African students about this project at Ohio State University, you know what they say? Why don't you come to my country? Because they know the problems, they know the issues. And my answer is, I got to do one before I can do two. It's enough to just try to get one going. We have a Facebook page. It's on that bookmark. This is where I want to talk about really kind of the heart of the talk today. Excuse me. We did a 5K fundraiser. But before that, on July 11th, our local newspaper did a story about my project, and they said Worcester Man's dream of starting a university in Ethiopia takes root in the motherland, and gave me a lot of good publicity about our project, and very positive, and helped a lot. And then we did a 5K fundraiser just two weekends ago. And the neat thing about this is the graduate students and international scholars were key in making that work. They were so excited about helping out. So you talk about the intergenerational connection here. They volunteered. I got them involved. Man, they worked hard. They were excited. They were there right at 7 o'clock Saturday morning, ready to go. And I sent a thank you note, handwritten thank you note to everybody on Thursday just before I left for this meeting. I've gotten 3 or 4 emails back saying, when can we do another one? It was so cool. It was, and so the graduate students actually, they were the ones that came up with this design for our t-shirt. They were the ones that contacted the local newspaper to do the story that you see here on the right. They were so into it, and they want to give back. These are students from around the world: India, El Salvador, Mexico, Haiti. From around the world, helping people in Ethiopia. They got the issue. They understood what they were doing, and they were excited. And boy, did that get me excited. You know, I needed that energy to move forward. How much time do I have left?
No, 1 minute.
1 minute, okay. So what can you do? Good, because this is about my last slide. I'm looking for people, even at the emeriti status, to provide contacts for me. I'm always looking for contacts to talk about this. You've heard how passionate I am about it. I'd be loving to talk to people that you could give me contacts with. I need to recruit an office manager. We have an office in Ethiopia, and we have some full-time employees. I've pretty much, at this stage, done everything on my own, but it's too much. I work 60, 70 hours a week this summer, basically, between this and a few other things, and it's just spreading me too thin. I need help in that area. Maybe if you're in good health, someday you might want to go to Ethiopia and conduct a workshop with me. I'm doing this in February with some animal scientists. Help provide for and support research demonstration projects, so help design a demonstration project. One of the things, I did a workshop, I found the soil pH was 5.4, and the farmers were saying, our fertilizer isn't working anymore. Well, I said, I know why. So one of the things we want to do is a lime-nitrogen interaction experiment. Just to demonstrate. They have the resources to do that. Provide support for Ethiopian students, maybe to do internships. This is our Facebook page. We have a web address, but we're updating it. It's not really very current. And that's our model, train a farmer, feed a nation. Thank you.